Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Shavuos is dedicated b'schus Rufua Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
We're learning Maseches Shavuos Daf Mem Gimel. We're going to start from the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. Ve'elu dvarim she'ein nishbon aleihem. These things, you don't have a chi of shvua, avodim shtaris karkois ve'ekdeshois. Karka and avodim and shtaris and ekdeshois don't have a chi of shvua. The Gemara learns that from a klal or prad or klal. That has to be davar metaltel v'gufay mamain. Karka is not metaltel, shtaris is not gufay mamain, avodim hukshul karkois, and ekdeshois is a meat from me'eyu. And the same thing, embem teshlumei kefil v'oy teshlumei abav v'chamisha. There's no din kefil and dal v'hei. By karka, avodim and shtaris, and Taisa says, by karka, also you can have geneva by masik vul. If you go and take over someone's karka, that would be called a geneva without the xerius akasiv, or by kfanim tunais. And v'shteitzich, avodim, karkois, and shtaris are not a shor in a set, so there'd be no havim, and it'd be dal v'hei. The chiddush is dafka by ekdeshus, there's no dal v'hei, because it says v'eyu. Shemachinim ain't a nishba, naisisach ain't a mishale. There's no dine shaymim. A shaymachinim doesn't have to make a shvua, and a shaymasacha doesn't have to pay. Now there's a machloikas yishaynim, if that miyut from shaymer is even when the shaymer was pasha. Because the Mishnah says, shaymachinim ain't a nishba, and naisisachar ain't a mishale. So the mashmais of the Mishnah is that lagabe shaymachinim, the Mishnah only mentions that he doesn't make a shvua. He doesn't have to make a shvua that he wasn't pasha. But it doesn't say that if he's maidi with pasha, he doesn't have to pay. And then by Shem Misachar, it says he doesn't have to pay. So the Mashmais is that a Shem Mechina maybe does have to pay, because the whole miut of Shemrim, when you have Kakoyis, Avodim, and Shtaris, is Dafkam, when he wasn't pasha. So then a Shem Misachar, is Chayav and Gneva Vaveda, or a Shayel, is Chayav and Einsim. So those cases, by Avodim, Shtaris, and Kakoyis, the Patur. Mashenge by Pshia, you'll be Chayav. So then it's good, because the Shem Mechinim, the Gabi Tashlumin, it makes no difference. The Shem Mechinim still is Mechuyiv to pay, whatever you've been Mechuyiv to pay otherwise. The Rishayim in Bav Metzia, we have in Daphne Vav and Bav Metzia, the same Mishnah, the Medayik and Rashi that way also, because Rashi there, on the words, Eina Nishba, Rashi says, Eina Nishba Shaloi Pasha. He doesn't make a shvua that he wasn't Beshea. Shaloi Sikasa Terili Shavalein. Before, even when he's discussing the din of Shaloi Pasha, he's saying he doesn't make a shvua Shaloi Pasha because the Torah wasn't mechayvim to make a shvua. It sounds like if he would have been Pasha, he would have to pay. Otherwise, there's a better reason why he doesn't make a shvua Shaloi Pasha, because he wouldn't have to pay. It makes no difference. Even if he was Pasha, he'd be Pater. He could have mentioned maybe he doesn't make a shvua Sheina Bershusai or a shvua Shaloi Shalach Bayad, maybe such a type of a shvua. But Rashi says clearly that the Shai Mechina made an Ishba Shaloi Pasha, and he doesn't say the reason why he doesn't make a Shavua is because it makes no difference if he's Pasha or not. He says the reason why he doesn't make a Shavua is because he's entirely Shava. It sounds clear in Rashi that a Shai Mechina would be Chayef to pay Amshia. At least the Diak. The Rishayim make the Diak. The Ramban and the Rashba there in Bava Metzia. But Taisus here talks about it. And Taisus says it's not a Diak. The reason why the Mishnah says Shai Mechina made an Ishba doesn't mean that he doesn't pay, but because the Pasuk doesn't mention clearly that a Shai Mechinam has to pay. The Torah just says that by Shai Mechinam, V'guna V'beisa Ish, Yimotze Gana V'shalim Shnoim, V'moyetze Gana V'nikru V'albayis Eliyim, he has to make a Shvua. So since the parish is talking about Shvua, so he mentions Shvua. V'ashenk and Shai Mesacha, the parish mentions paying, V'gana V'gana V'ima Yishalim V'olav, so there we mention paying, but it's not because there would be a Chiyav Amshia. Taisus Nemzam for Dava Pashit that by a Shay Mechinam of Adi Yapater Amshia, because that is the Ik of Parish of Shay Mechinam. That Taisus holds that there's a Shtigal Chiddush that even a Shay Mesacha. Taisus thought that maybe the Miyat of the first Pasuk by Shay Mechinam would be even from Shia, because there's a Miyat in the Parish of Shay Mim and by Shay Mechinam the Parish is Negei to Pshia. By Shayk and Shay Mesachar, maybe the Miyat is Dafgan Gneva Vaveda, but Shay Mesachar is one darik up, so maybe a Shem Mesach is only part of Gnev Veden, it's Taka Chayav Amshia. The Taisus brings Rayas, and we'll see the Rayas soon, that even a Shem Mesach is part of Amshia. And that's the Das of Rav Yishayim, that the Ptur of Shemim, that they don't have to pay, is even when they're Peshaya. But the Ari Yishayim that argue, most notably the Rambam. The Rambam holds that the Ptur is dafka by Teshlum and not by Pshia. And the Rambam says the following. It's an Ilchus Sriris Perik Beis Halacha Gimel. He says, you're all lean. He says, that means he has no Makar, he has no Raya from the Gemara, but it's a Svar of the Rambam. Shem Parsha Hashem Bavodim Kaysim Chayev Oshalim. If Hashem is Peshea, then he is Chayev. Shein Apart of Bavodim Kaysim Shtar Yisalim Bidin Agneva Vaveda Vamiso Kyoitzibet. Only Gneva Vaveda, which applies to Shem Asachar, and Miso, which would apply to Shail. Shemaya Shem Mechinim Amatat of Nignavoy Avdu Yeshava. So by Gneva Vaveda, let's say by Shem Mechinim, it's Negain, have to have a Chayev Shvua. And, Bavodim Kaysim Shtar is Patim Yishvua. But Pshia doesn't apply to why? Why is Pshia different? A Pshia is a Mazik. There's no chiluk when you're Mazik between your Mazik Karka and Mazik Metalton. Says the Richtige Din, and this is how you should pass it. So it's a machlekes rishayim. Taisus holds and kamer rishayim hold like Taisus that the miyat of avodim shtaris and karkois is even by pshia, and the Rambam holds no. Pshia is a mazik. The Torah only made a chiluk between karkois, avodim, and shtaris in the din of shemim, but the din of mazik, someone who's mazik karko or avodim or shtaris, avadi is chayiv. So a mele pshia is a mazik of pshia is chayiv. Now, Lalacha de Shulchan Aruch be'ikka paskins like Taisus, not like the Rambam. In Simon Samach Vav and Chayshemish with Sif Mem, he brings the Taisus minastam by Shtoris, that by Shtoris, Yepadda by Pshia, V'yesh mechayvim b'Pshia, and the Ramah says, Asuri shayn hiya ikr. And in Simon Sadikei, the Shulchan Aruch paskins minastam like Taisus doesn't even bring the Rambam. In Simon Shin Aleph, discussing Karkais, there again, the Shulchan Aruch be'ikka paskins like Taisus, he brings the Rambam as a yesh mechayvim. The Shach in Simon Samach Vav is Mayrich Ma'id. He answers up all the different kashas the Rishayim ask on the Rambam, and he brings his own rayas to the Rambam, and his psak is like the Rambam. And he brings that there are Rishayim that hold that way, even though the Tshuva Sirosh says with a klarkite not to paskin like the Rambam, but the are Rishayim that hold like the Rambam. He brings the Bala Itter, he brings the Rashi that we mentioned, he brings other Rishayim. So even though the Ravid and Kama Rishayim Taisus and Kama other Rishayim, the Rosh, hold not like the Rambam, but the Shach holds that the Svara, he holds the Rayas go like the Rambam, he passes like the Rambam. So I want to discuss two Rayas that are brought, Keneged the Rambam and the Achreinim's Yeshuvim. The first is the Ravid's Kasha, that the din by Shmira Bebailim, the din of Baal of Imai, that the halacha is that if a shayim, if the balam are working for the shayim at the time of the shmirah, the shayimer is pater. There, the Gemara in Bav Metzia, Daf Tzadikei, in other places, actually a machlek is there, but the Gemara there paskins that even pshia is pater. So the fila Rambam that holds that pshia is mazik, that anytime someone's pshay is mazik, so how could there be a ptur of balavimai? Balavim is only a ptur in shmirah. And pshia is not chayiv al shmir, she is chayiv al tzmazik. So why is there a ptur of Baal Avimai? That's the Ravid's kasha. So the Shach says, in Simon Samach Vav, and the Teretz is, that when the Torah is memayit avodim shtoris and karkois, the Torah is memayit them, and then I'm mechuyiv to pay, v'shtei in this parasha, the chiddush, the chedushim, v'shtei in this parasha, mechuyiv to pay, that you're not mechuyiv to pay. Shvua, that you're not mechuyiv to make a shvua. That's a chiddush in this parasha. Meshein kein a tashlumen from another parasha. That you are mechuyiv. Meshein kein bol of imai, there the Torah says, loy yishalim, don't pay. In bol of imai, loy yishalim. Loy yishalim is clear that you don't pay at all. That's what loy yishalim means. But what's the svar said of her? Ay, she is a masik. So the Shach explains that the pshat is that Baal of Imai, he's not a shamer b'chol. He doesn't have a din of a shamer. If he's not a shamer, then he's not a mazik. Pshi is a mazik if you're a shamer. If you have a chiyuv to watch it, and you are pshay, that's considered that you are mazik it. Mashengen, if you're not a shamer, so then you're not a mazik. Aye, so how come by Baal of Imai we say that he's not a shamer b'chol, and by Avodim Shtaris and Karkois we don't say that. By Avodim Shtaris and Karkois we say that is only memuyit from Vashtet in the parasha, from the Chedushim in this parasha, Vashen Kain, Mazik, who should be chayiv without this parasha, Yipater. So that the Shach says, it's the Pasuk that's teaching it to you. Here the Pasuk says, Lo Yishalim. The Stipler throws in, we're going to mention the Stipler soon, that the Pshat is that the Gemara learns it out because Mikra Nidrish Lefanav Ulefnei Fanav. It's as if it says Lo Yishalim on all three parashiyos. So it's going on Shai Mechina also. And the Pasuk says, Lo Yishalim, don't pay. So come days the Pasuk's lehed yipantering, even by Mazah, even by Pesheya. Elamai, you have to say that Yibachal not a Shomer. Rabbi Baruch Ber is Masbidis in Bava Kama Simulam and Beis. He brings from Reb Chaim. He says it over from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim explained, by Avonim Shtaris and Akois, you are a Shomer. You're a Shomer. There's a Pturit Eshlumen. So there, the Rambam holds that the Pturit Eshlumen is only the Teshlumen HaMechadesh is in this parish of Shmira. Masha'en Kain, the Pturit by the Dim by Pshia, knocked them that you're a Shomer. The Pshia could be because you're a Mazik. So Mela, that could come from the parish of Maccabeh Mishalmena. So Mela, in that case, you don't have a Ptur. Now, saying in Bolavima, the Yisayin of Bolavima is that you're not a Shomer Bechlal. It's a Chsarin in the Ikadin Shomer. So if you're not a Shomer, so even a Pshia is not a Mazik. A Pshia is only a Mazik once you're a Shomer. If you're not a Shomer, the Pshia is not a Mazik. That's why Bolavima is a Ptur Pshia. Now, another kasha that the Rishonim asked Taisus over here asks this kasha. Taisus asks, is a Gemara in Bava Kama that says that there was an arniki of tztaka, that Rav Yosef was the gabbai tztaka, and he took the big wallet with all the money, and he made up a shomer. He had a shomer chinam by a person, and he was pasha, and therefore was stolen. So the Gemara says that he's pata because it says lishmar v'loy l'chalik. It's dafka when you're watching someone's money, but not money that doesn't belong to anyone. It's just going to be distributed to the aniyim. The Gemara there says in Pampadisa was different because every ani had his money. So in the end of the day, you were chayiv because it's not called the chalik because it actually belongs to the aniyim. Each ani has his portion. But if it didn't belong to any ani, it was meant to be distributed among the aniyim. So the Gemara says you have a mean in the pasuk. The pasuk says, lishma v'loy l'chalik. And you see there that the mi'at works with Pshia also. So you see clearly that when you have a mi'at in the parasha, it's even for Pshia. So here also, you have a mi'at of Avadim, Shtaris, and Karkois, which should be a mi'at even for Pshia. That's Taisus Raya Kenega the Rambam. Because if you're going to say that Pshia is a mazik, and the pshat is that even if there's a mi'at in the parasha, Shoyimikim Mechayev, that's a parasha of mazik, so even though you have a mi'at of Lishma, of Aloy Lechalek, that's a meat in the parish of Shemim. But typically, Shem Mechayev also the parish of Mazik. Elamai, she is not a Mazik. When you have a meat in the parish of Shemim, that would apply to Pshia as well. So the Tumim in Simin Samach Vav and the Nesivis in Simin Shen Aleph answer the Kasha. Then here it's different. It can't be Mechayev Malz Mazik because Mazik Mamun Aniyim is Pata because it's Mamun Shein Lem Tevim. You're not going to be Chayev because who are you going to pay to? Every ani you come, you'll say it was going to go to a different ani. The same thing like by Mazik Truma or something, Matnes Kahuna. You're not mechuyif to pay anyone because who do you have to pay to? Any kain will come. You'll say it should go to a different kain. There's a din mamun shein lem tevim yipater. So within here, you can't be mechayev at pshiyim mitam Mazik because it's mamun shein lem tevim. So the stipler in Bava Metzia, Simon Lamedal, these mazbe very geschmack. He brings from the achreinim, the smat and the chavis yoyer. And they want to know, so what's pshat? So why do you need lishma v'loy l'chalik? If b'chalal there's no tvi, because mamon shein lem tevim, so why do you need lishma v'loy l'chalik for? Who are you supposed to pay? So they say like this. They say that without the pasuk of lishma v'loy l'chalik, the pshat is you'd owe it to the gizbar. Because as he is said by shemrim, it doesn't necessarily have to be the owner. If you have somebody that has a shem mafgit, even if he's not the owner, could be after paying. There's a whole sugya in Bava Metzia in the third parak, in parak HaMafgit. Let's say somebody rents a para from someone and lends it to someone, and then it dies. So the seicher is anyway pater, because if it dies, the seicher is pater. But still, the shayel is chayiv on Meisa Gadarka, the shayel is chayiv on Einsim, so could be he'll have to pay the seicher. Why does he have to pay the seicher? The seicher doesn't own it, because he was the mafgit to him. We don't pass him that way, you pass him like a b'yesi, but you see such a musig. So here also, the havmin it was, he has to pay back the gizbar, because the gizbar has the reshus over the money, and that makes it a mamon sheish le'tayvim. So the gizbar is called a mafgit. even though it's not his money, but he's the mafgid. So you have to pay back the gizbar. So now we have Xeris Akasiv. No, Lishmar v'loy l'chalik. That he gives it Lishmar. Since it's l'chalik, this money is to be distributed. So we have Xeris Akasiv, you may from the parasha of Shemim. But without the parasha of Shemim, he stam wouldn't be chayiv. Because it doesn't belong to the gizbar, and it's a mam and shein lem tovim. So this is what the Achreinim is saying. By a normal case, a pshia could be mechayev without the parish of shemim. A pshia mechayev with the parish of mazik. I mean, he has to be a shemim, like we said. But that's what we're saying. Avadim shtarz and kreis, he is a shemim. He just has a pturit tashlumin. Okay, the pturit tashlumin is dafka the tashlumin in this parasha. But the tashlumin that comes from another parasha, there's no ptur. But here, mitzad the parish of mazik, anyway can't be mechayev me. It's a moment shein lem tovim. The whole half a minute to Mechayev is in the parish of Shemir. In the parish of Shemir, I could say, even though there's no Bailam, the Bailam is Ein Lem Tovim, it's Maman Aniyim. But since the one who was Mafkid to me is the Gizbar, so he's the Mafkid, so I'm Mechayev to pay back the Mafkid. That we have Xeris Kosev, Lishma V'lo L'chalik. But that Xeris Kosev, you can't say, okay, let me pay Mitzad the Chi of Mazik. Mitzad the Chi of Mazik, I still can't pay because it's Maman Shein Lem Tovim. The whole Havimin is after Mitzad the Chiyiv of Shemrim. From Mitzad the Chiyiv of Shemrim, you have Xeris Akasim of Lishma V'loy L'chalik. Now, one of them, there's one more Nekuda L'gabi the Din of Pshiyah B'Bailam, which is the Asagas Harayvit. We mentioned the Asagas Harayvit's Kasha about Pshiyah B'Bailam. But the Harayvit really has another Kasha on the Inyan of Pshiyah of Avadim Shtaris and Kais. This is the Harayvit's Kasha. The Ram, like we said, says that by Avadim Shtaris and Kais and Miyat, there's only by Gneva Vaveda or Oinus or Shvua, but the Pshat is, if he's Peshei, he's Mechuyiv, because Pshi is Mazik. So the Ravid says like this. This is the Lashon of the Ravid. El Cheskir is Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. Om Avram, Vim Emesuzet, Shai Mechinam Lama Ein Nishbal Tanasa Shaloi Pasha. If you're going to say there's a Chiv if he's Pasha, so why doesn't Shai Mechinam make a Shvua on the Taina Neva's Loi Pasha? Shai Mechinam Pasha Mishali? Because if he's Pasha, he has to pay. So if you're going to tell me I have a Raya, that Pshia is Patur, because if she is Chayiv, why don't you make a Shvu? And then he goes on, Vim Nafshech Loi Mahalei Meidim Miksas Shem Yedim Mishal Nafvikein Ein Nishba. I made the Miksas. Also, does he have that din? If he's Meidim, he pays, but still doesn't make a Shvu. So now he says, Amritar Klal Prat B'Shem Mechinam Klal Prat B'Shem Mesacha, just like Shem Mesacha, you mind from his Teshlumen, so who had din Shem Mechinam, you mind from his Teshlumen, and not just from the Shvu? So the shayla is, and the shach's already matmi on the Ravid, what's the Ravid's have a minute to ask a kasha, how could you tell me that Pshia is chayiv? So I bazai wine to also chayiv v'shvua. What type of kasha is that? The two tmias, why this kasha the Ravid asks b'chlal not a kasha. One name is the one that he says himself. V'mnafshach leima, v'mayde mixas osi yipater. In other words, it's stam a general din. You don't make a shvu and avadim shtaris and hakayis. That's the Mishnah. So what's the kasha? If there be a chiv to shlumen by pshia, how could there not be a chiv shvu? Stam, there happens to be a ptur shvu. Stam is a hakayis. There never is a chiv shvu by hakayis avadim and shtaris. So what's the Ravitz? Have a minute to ask the kasha. Avarayim from the Ramba. Avarayim. That pshia must be potter, because if pshia was chayiv, there should be a shvu also. We know there is no shvua by Vadim Shtaris and Akais. By nothing, by Napa made the mix is not paid. Why should there be a shvua so shaymim? What's Bechlal, the Havman of the Ravid Bechlal? That's one Ara, one Tmi on the Ravid. And the second Tmi in the Ravid is, the Ravid is ignoring the Rambam. The Rambam says, the reason why Pesheya is Chayiv is because Pshe is Mazik. And by Mazik, there's no Chilak Karak and anything else. And here the Ravid asks Akasha, and he says, no, just like by Shem Sachar, we're being mamayif from the Teshlumen, not just from the Shvua. So Shem Mechinam also, we're mamayif from the Teshlumen, not just from the Shvua. I mean, you could argue on the Rambam. You could say, like other Rishonim, she is not a Mazik, fine. But why are you ignoring the Rambam when the Rambam's saying she is a Mazik, and you're saying, no, Avarayin of she is Pater, because since by Shem Sachar, you're being mamayif from his Teshlumen, which is even for the shlum and not just from shvua. So who in the shayim achinam? You have to mind from the shlum and not just from shvua. But the Rambam says that the pshi is a mazik. What's pshat in the Rav? What was the Rav saying? So l'gabi the first to me we spoke out, or Baruch Ber, in Bava Kama Simulam and Bey, he says the very gishmak is svar. He says b'shem Reb Chaim. He says there's no yisayid be'etzim that you don't make a shvu on karkois. There's no yisayid that when someone has a tviya on karka, which is mechayev a shvua, you don't have to make a shvua for your claim. If your claim is on karka, there's no din to make a shvua to be able to keep karka of adam and shtaris. That's not the vart. The yisayid adavar is that a taina or a kfir on karka is not mechayev a shvua. And v'harayah. Because even when someone is meida in karka and kaifer on kalim, and metaltim is also not mechayev a shvua. The din that there's no shvuas made to be mixas by karka is not only when he's made in the karka itself or in the avodim and shtaris itself. He's made to half the tvi of the karka of avodim and shtaris. And it's not only when he's made in metalpim and kaifer and karka of avodim and shtaris that the pshat is he's making a shvu on the karka of avodim and shtaris. It's even when fakert, he's made in the karka and he's kaifer in the metalpim. He also doesn't have to make a shvu. Even though there he's bechlal not making a shvua on karka, he's making a shvua on metalpulim. But it also doesn't have to make a shvua. Why? Because the kfira, because the idah I mean is karka. So the whole din taina and kfira of karka is not mechayev a shvua. So if you mean that the tviya or the kfira or the idah, anything should be on karka in order to have the shvua, that's not a shvua. So that's only a din when the shvua comes on idah, the taina and the kfira. Like Maidu Mixas, or Eid Echad, where the Pshad is, it comes on Yidei Taina. So since you're coming with a Taina on Karka, that Taina on Karka is not Mechayev Shvua. Even if the Kfir is not on the Karka, even if the Yidah is on the Karka, the Taina on the Karka can't be Mechayev Shvua. Now Shengen Shemim is not coming Mechayev Taina. Shemim is coming Stam. A Shemim has to make a Shvua without a Taina. So there has to be a new din by Shemim to be Memayet. That the shmira on karka is not mechayev shvua. That the Ravid held was a mistaber. If the pshat is that the shmira on karka is bechlal not mechayev anything, it's not mechayev teshlumin either. Savad is not mechayev shvua. But if the shmira on karka and of other minstars is mechayev teshlumin, the Ravid held. So why shouldn't it be mechayev shvua? It's not really diamond to meidim and mixes with there. Karka and Avodah Mishtar is a mufka from the din Taina and Tviya b'negei Yishvua. But Shem is not to a Taina and Tviya. So as long as they're in the parish of Shem b'negei Teshlumin, the Ravid held they should be in the parish of b'negei Yishvua. Now about the other Tmiya of the Ravid, that the Ravid asked the Kasha and the Rambam without ignoring that the Rambam is saying that Pshia is a Mazik. So there's a Pshan and the Ravid from the Rabbi Kivega in Anazov, the Anafn and Zayin, and also from the Ksais and Simon Samachvav, they both mechavim to the same pshat. And they say like this, the Ravid's kasha was, there's a whole shmuz in the Rishonim, what's the din legabi the shvua she'ena b'shusai? The Rana Ivanart discusses the din of shvua she'ena b'shusai. He brings from the Abisteinu Tzifatim that the Rana brings the Rajman that says b'shein the Rabbeinu Tzifatim that he's part of from all shvuas. The Torah patted by Avadim Shtaris and Akai is the patted from all Shuas. Who would then the Shuas Eine B'Shusai? And the Ran says no. The Ran says that the Shuas Eine B'Shusai was a Takan Hashem Einav Nasim Bay. So you find in the Gemara of Metzia that there's a Dim Ashbinai Shuas Eine B'Shusai. Even a Shem that wants to pay has to make a Shuas Eine B'Shusai. Because Kashin and Shem Einav Nasim Bay. We're afraid that maybe he wants to keep it and he's masking to pay. So he says, he says that a pshia happened. He says that he was pshay. He's willing to pay, but maybe not. Maybe he's really keeping the chayfetz, and he's paying for it, and he's not allowed to do that. So he has to make a shvua sheinu b'shusai. So that shvua would apply to avadim shtaris and kais also. So it sounds like from the Ran, the be'etzim midiraisa, there'd be no din shvua sheinu b'shusai. Midiraisa is a din a shayim has to make three shvuas. A shvua shlei b'shatiba, a shvua shlei shlachti b'yad, and a shvua sheinu b'shusai. And the Ran is mashman. I mean, the Raisa is masculine, be no shvua sheinu b'shusai. But the din takanas chachamim is a shvua sheinu b'shusai, even by avadim shtaris and hakais. So the shach in Simon Samach Vav Sifkan Kufchav Dalid, he says he thinks everyone's masculine that there'll be a shvua derabban aveinu b'shusai. He says why not? If the rabban aveinu b'shusai is not mikir adin, it's not midiraisa. There's no din midiraisa. If you want to pay, you have to make a shvua. No, the rabban aveinu b'shusai made of nasumai. So Kol Shekhen here, when it be Patel Legamri for Reb Shia, or for Gneva Vaveda, you'll be Chayish Hashem Ein of Nasubah, and you'll make the Shvua Darabana Veinu B'Shusai. But the Rishonim, would hold that the din deraisa veina b'shusay. So there, he's moved from the parashas Hashemim. So who din the shvuah sheina b'shusay? It's din deraisa. That's what you parted from. But he brings the raivin and asagis in Parakei Chastayim v'nitan halacha vav. He seems to hold that even the din deraisa of shvuah sheina b'shusay is there by shtaris. So the shaila is why. So zok the shach interesant the zach. Zok the shach, because a shvuah which is a mechudish dik shvuah that you have to make a shvuah that you weren't pesheya or a shvuah shalai shalach bayan, a shvuah that you didn't do something bad, that's a mechudish dik shvuah. There, since the mamuyid from the parish of Adam Shtaris and Gakais, the mamuyid from the parish of Shemim, so who within the chiddish that shvuah Hashem tiyah ben shneim that shlichas yan or shvuah that you were not pesheya is also mamuyid. Mashegen shvuah sheni b'shusay zok the shach, that's a svara. You're going to let someone just claim that it got lost to me? How do we know it got lost? That's a svara zakta. Can't be the Torah would allow somebody, anyone who has it b'kadin, will just claim that something happened to it and be potter without anything, without a shvua. It's too easy to steal it. That's a svara that you should make a shvua shena b'shusay. And when it's a svara, then there's no miyat by vadim shtaris n'akais. Dosh teit n'shach. And that's how he's leading up the raivin in Perikei Hilchos Tayim v'nitin ha'gavaldik ha'chiddush. So kumtais, sounds like the dasa raivid is that any time someone's a shayman of avadim shtaris and karkais, and he claims that it's gone, ba'aynis, b'pshia, whatever the case may be, the raivid is even b'pshia, pater, you're still going to have to make a shvua shayna b'shusay, you have to make a shvua that you didn't steal it. Midaraisa. So zaktik says, and abikivega, so that's the raivid's kasha. If anyway you're making a shvua shayna b'shusay, and that's not the miyad of the pasuk, and why is that? Because that means svara you'd have to make. So whatever svara you're going to have to make, so that's not meat of the pasuk. So ayba zay, so then you'd have to make a shvuah shalai pashati about gilgul shvuah. Karkais of other mishtaris, only you don't make a shvuah batz, only don't make a shvuah batzim. But if you're making a shvuah on something else, that's the mission in Kedushin, that gilgul shvuah is even by karkais shtaris and karkais. Zaykim nechasim she'ein lemechais, nechasim she'esh lemechais lishav aleim. There's a din of gilgul shvuah. Anytime I have a claim of a shvuah, I can megalgal any other claim, and that applies to avadim shtaris and kais also. Hazak the ksayshim v'kveig v'eig shmak. The Raivid's asking me mud of shechan the Rambam. If you're going to tell me that anything misvara you'd be chayiv, you're chayiv by avadim shtaris and kais, and that's why you're telling me you're chayiv am shia. So ayibazai kolshken, you're going to tell me that you chayiv to make a shvuah shenu b'shusay, because that's also a svara that the Raivit says l'maisa you chayiv. And once you chayiv to make a shvuah shenu b'shusay, and you're also telling me if you peshay you chayiv, so you should be chayiv as gilgul shvuah to make a shvuah shalei peshati ba, because you're anyway making a shvuah shenu b'shusay. Elamai, you're going to tell me no. Even though in svara you'd be chayiv, which that's a din by shvuah shenu b'shusay, but still, the Mi'an Akra is, even if something min asvoi b'chayiv, you don't need the parasha to be m'chayiv you. Ay bazoi, so then the Mi'an Akra should be on the moment of the Pshia also. So Imanav Shech, if you're going to say the Mi'an, it's only on the Chedushim of the parasha, and that's why y'chayiv am Pshia. So Ay bazoi, you should also be m'chayiv a shvua v'ene b'shusay, which the Shach says, is also a svarim. So Ay bazoi, you should have to make a shvua shaloi p'shati, as a gilgul of the shvua sh'ene b'shusay. Elam, are you going to tell me that I'm not going to be mechayiv the shvuah shenu b'shusay? Because I have a mi'at even on what I would say without the parasha misvara. So I b'zay avada hu adin on the payment of shia. The mi'at should also apply, even though the payment of shia could be misvara without the parasha. That's how Rabbi Kveig and the Ksay Seip shot in the Raivit. And now let's see the sugi vaita. The Mishnah had said, Rav Meir Omer, yesh dvarim shehen kekarka ve'enem kekarka ve'en chacham amaydim loy. Some things, the shein b'karka ve'enem k'karka, they're in the ground, but they don't have a din of karka. And the Chum say, they do have a din of karka. Kate said, Esa gefanim tunis m'sarati loch. He says, I gave you to watch 10 full grapevines, full of grapes. V'lo ima ena l'chamish, you only gave me 5. The other 5 you didn't give to me. Remei m'chayiv shvua. Remei says, y'chayiv shvua, because it's not karka, since the grapes are immensely botzer, so yichayev v'shvua, v'chomam, no, kol ha-mechubel l'karka, rei k'karka, since it's still mechubel l'karka, it's k'karka. So the Gemara says, Rameh is also masking that normally Mechubba Lekarik is Lekarik, but here's Tumben Anovim, Hamedisli Batsaka Mifligi. They're ready to be cut. Rameh says, Kibitzur is Damien, Rabban and Savi Lav Kibitzur is Damien. So the Yishayinim asks a Kasha, and this Kasha leads us into a very Yishmaka Yisaydistik Asugya. Yishayinim's Kasha is as follows. If somebody says, you owe me 10 anovim betzuris, I gave you 10 anovim betzuris to watch, anovim to unais, anovim amedes libatzer, 10 grapevines, and you say, no, you only gave me 5. And the 5 grapevines, presumably, are still loaded with grapes. Otherwise, they wouldn't be karka l'chuli alma. So obviously, he has them in his backyard, the 5 grapevines. So that should be a problem of halach. The Gemara says about Metziya Daf David, if someone's made a b'miksas, and the thing he's made it to, he has in his house, it's around. It exists. It's not like a chayiv where he says, I owe you $50, but there is no $50 anywhere that he owes. It's a chayiv, he has it. But if he says, I claims, you owe me I gave you a pikadin, and he says, you only gave me half of the pekadim, but the half of the pekadim he's made it to was around in his house. So that's called halach. In other words, you can have it. So that, it's a machleik is the above mitzia, but we paskin, that's not called made b'miksas. Because as soon as you made it, it's his already. It's like he has it in his rishus, you're holding it for him. So mamela, it's not like you made it to half the claim. That's not even the claim anymore. That's the concept of halach. Any time you made it to something which is a be'en, which is an actual thing that's be'en, and you made it, you say he can have it, it's around, not a chayiv, so that's halach, that's not made of a mixas. So the question is, any time you have another memedisli betzer, that should be halach, so it can't be made of a mixas anyway. So the Gemara Bava Metzia, they actually asked the question, so why would you have to be mayit karka? From a shvua, every karka is halach. If someone says you owe me 2 karkais and I say I only owe you 1, so every karka is around, every karka is halach. How can you have a karka that's not halach? And we'll get to the Gemara's answer. One of the Gemara's answers is Enechinami. We're talking about he was tanu kelim v'karkais and he was haid b'kelim v'kafir b'karkais. You need the pasuk for the case where he says, you owe me, I gave you a keli and a karka. And he said, the keli you gave me, it's just not around anymore, but I'll pay you back for it. And the karka he never gave me. So he was meida on something which is not halach, and he was kaifer in karkais. But anyway, but in our case, where he says, Esa gefanim tunis mesarti lach, I gave you 10 gefanim tunis, he says, you only gave me 5, that 5, it's still attached to the ground, it should be halach. Why do you have to, what's the shail? Is it karka metaltum? It's anyway not meida mixes, it's halach. That's Rishayim's kasha. So Zagan the Rishayim, the Rashba, the Ran, the Ridva, it's Tolian a machlekes Rambam and Raivit. The Rambam says the following big chiddush. It's in Perik Chamishi, Hilchas Tayim V'Din Halacha Beis, where he says, "Hachayfa b'steicha ve'ray b'yus sichun moris v'fsida hariu chayev l'shalim." Let's say somebody damaged somebody's karka. He dug holes in the karka. He damaged the karka. He's mechuyev to pay, and he claims you dug in my karka, and he says you dug 2 holes in the karka, and he says I only dug 1. Or an Ein Echad says that he dug a hole in the karka, and he says, I didn't. He says, Harei Zanish Behesis Alakol, there's no Chiyav Shuas made the mixes of Shuas Ein Echad, there's a Miyat, because since you're claiming that you damaged my karka, so Mamela, it's Ein Nishban Alakarkois. So Zak derived. It's not that way. And we'll get to the exact Lashon and derived and the Pshat and derived soon. But Tainet derived, it's Nishdazai, because he's money money. What's the difference why he's high of the money? If he damaged his carcass, you owe me money. So I'm saying you owe me $500 because you dug 2 holes in my carcass, $250 for each hole. And I say only dug 1. So I'm saying I only owe you $250. So male, that's a money that mixes our money, not in carcass. So Dr. Ashma, so let's say you have such a case. I say you gave me 10 gefanim tuna. I gave you 10 gefanim tunas. And you say you only gave me 5. But the gefanim aren't around anymore because I destroyed them. However many they were, I destroyed them already. They're gone. So the fi the Rambam, that's karka. It's not halach, but that's karka. So lefi l'Rambam, we have Pashup Shat in the Gemara. Right now, the Gefanim aren't here anymore. Right now, the Gefanim are gone. But since Tzviya was on Gefanim Tunis, so if Gefanim Tunis have a din of karka, even though they don't exist anymore, and right now all you're going to have to do is pay the money for the Gefanim Tunis, but since my tain is I gave you 10 Gefanim Tunis and you destroyed them, and you're saying you only gave me 5 and I destroyed them, that's called a Tzviya of karka, lefi the Rambam. So lefi the Rambam, the Gemara is good. But the Rajma doesn't hold like the Rambam. The Rajma says it's not true. The Rajma was like the Ravid. That's not called a Tfiyah of Karka. It's a Tfiyah of money. Tfiyah of Karka is your Karka is mine. You owe me Karka. You have to give me Karka. Or something Mechubal Karka. Or Avadim or Shtaris. That's what it means. But if the Pshat is anyway, you don't owe me any Karka. You owe me money. So that's a Tfiyah of money. That's not a Tfiyah of Karka. And Memela, there's no din of Enish Manakakai. So the Rajma holds away. So Meli Vaitam Shver. So what are you going to have to say this case is? Obviously, the Gefanim still have to be around, because if the Gefanim are gone, it's not a Tvias Karka. If the Gefanim are around, Savait, it's Halach. Zog the Rashba, I'll tell you Pshat in the Gemara. The case is like this. The Pani was made to, that's gone. Right now, there are 5 Gefanim Tunis in his backyard. So the guy comes and says, I gave you 10 Gefanim Tunis. So now you have to give me back these 5 Gefanim Tunis that are in your backyard. Plus, you have to pay me for the other 5. So the Nitva answers, there were taka 5 kvanim to unis that you gave me to watch, and then I destroyed them. They're gone. I'm going to owe you, and I'm going to pay you for them. But these 5 kvanim to unis that are around, these are mine. These are never yours. So he's made of the mixes of the taina. The taina was 10 kvanim to unis. He's made of the mixes. What he's being made on is not halach. It's also not karka, but it's not halach. And why is there an issue of karka here? Because what he's being kaifer is karka. What he's being kaifer is karka. He's being kaifer on the Gefanim Tunis that are here. If all 10 would be here, and the question is how many belong to me and how many belong to you, I say all these 10 belong to me, and I say no, 5 belong to you, 5 belong to me, that's anyway halach. But the Torah says there's only 5 here. I'm made to the 5 that aren't here. So I'm made the taka to something which is not halach, it's not karka. And the reason why there's a machlekes in the Shban al Karkois is because the 5 that I'm kaifer, that's the ones that are here. That's the shayla of its karka metaltum. That's the Rajab Shat. So if you learn Pashtus, the Pashta case of the Mishnah has a problem with Halach. If you learn that none of the Gefanim are here, so that would only stem like the Rambam. Because like the Raven and like the Rajba, that would be considered karka. So the Rajba helps you out by saying the Gefanim of the Kfira, they're still here. The other Gefanim are taken at karka, but it's called karka because the Gefanim is being kaifer as karka. Now, in the Igam Machlekes, Rambam and Ravid, in Chesanta Machlekes, the Machli Ephraim says, in Ilchus Gemamin, Simon Aleph, he wants to say to Machlekes, Rambam and Ravid, is the Yisaydi Sukkah Machlekes, what do you have to pay by Nizakim? What's your Chiev? Is it Pshat you have a Chiev of Mammon, period? That's what the Ravid holds. Or is it Pshat, the Emerson you have a Chiev to replace the thing you were Mazik? How do you replace the thing that you were Mazik? When you pay for it, then he could buy a new thing, so that's replacing the thing you were mazik. That's the ikachiyiv. He wants to be tayli, he has a chakira. Let's say someone's mazik something which is worth $100, and when he's ready to pay, the price of that particular thing went down, now it's only worth $80. The market went down. So does he have to pay $100 like the time he was mazik, like Olagazlan and Misham Mekshas and Gzela? Or the pshat is, since you could replace the chayvitz now for $80, so if I give you $80, that's the worth of the chayfetz, so I replace the chayfetz for you. So he's tailored in this Rambam and Ravid. According to the Rambam, the yisayin is, I'm money you karka. You are mazik my karka, you have to pay me back karka. Navas, how do you pay me back karka? You pay me back the worth of the karka, so I could buy a new karka. That's the replacement of the karka. According to the Ravid, no. There's a chiyav mammon. When you mazik, you have a chiyav mammon. It's a chiyav mammon. It's not a chiyav to replace the karka. You could learn a little differently. You could learn that l'kuli alma, the chiv is to replace the karka be'etzim, but since vinishvi, all you have to do is give money, even though the side of what you owe is karka, but what actually do you have to pay? It's money. So that's the machleik is Rambam and Ravid. And the Rambam says, since the side of the tvi is a tvi is karka, so that's why it's called karka. Vashang and the Ravid all, since l'maisa, what you're paying is money, that's why it's called the chiv of money. Reb Chaim, Hinuchas Tevedit in his Mashmeh, that he learned that way. They're learning the Rambam, I think, the same way. That the aside why he's calling it Karka is because really you owe me karka. The way you're paying me back for the karka is by paying money. But really I'm moneying you because you have to replace my karka. Now the Machne Ephraim is learning in the Raivin that the Yisayda Davar is that there is no chiyuv to replace the karka. The Shlumi Nezek is b'yisayi just the chiyuv mamon. Hashem and Reb Chaim is learning in the Raivin that it doesn't matter that the site of the chiyuv is replacing the karka. The chiyuv b'payil is money, so that's why it's not called karka. So the Raivin says something interesting in his asaga. The Raivin says, Nirin advarim shetavu l'malas hachafiris l'hashus hachatzeres. The Rambam's correct when he muns him and he says, you have to go and fill up the holes. Avom tavu l'shalayim pechsei, hareyu kashayin tfiyus mamayin. But if a money to the money is like a tfiyus mamon. So the Achrayim are bothered. Where do we find this thing that he could mun him to fill up and fix the karka? You can't do that. Someone damages you. You can mun him to pay for the damages. You can't mun him to go and repair it with his hands. The Mishnah Melech says maybe you could if the offer is still around. Maybe you could mun him to fix it, or maybe the case was that you said that you hired him to fix two holes, and he said, no, you only hired me to fix one. Ashtigl dachuk. But the Nesivis and the Tumim, they explain, the Pshat and the Raivit is like this. If the karka is fixable, so that enechanami, you can't force him to fix it. But let's say he says he wants to fix it. So then you can't charge him any money. If he wants to fix it, so avada, he has an option to fix it if it's still fixable. Someone causes damage, and he's b'kayach to fix it, so he could fix it if he wants. You can't charge him money if he wants to fix it. So if it's no longer fixable, or the person says, nah, I'm not fixing it. So kumta is a tvi of mammon. So then l'das the ravid, that even though the sight of the mammon is because of the karka, but the tvi is a tvi of mammon. Now shenkein, if he exercises his option to fix it, so then it's a tvi of karka. I think that shtims with the Reb Chaim's vart. That's not the pshat that the Raivit holds, it's always a chi of mum, and that's what Hezek is. Because otherwise it wouldn't be negeya fixing it. No, Hezek is replacing the item. So as long as you can fix it, so kumtais enechanami. The din is, I want you to replace my karka. And you are replacing the karka, so that's about the tviyas karka. Mashenkin, if he can't fix it, or he doesn't want to fix it, so it doesn't matter that the site of the chiyuv is replacing the karka, but b'payil, the chiyuv is a chiyuv mam, and that's not called a tfiyas karka. Now, l'chayin is a gemara above Metzia, which is called like the Rambam. Because that gemara that we mentioned before, the gemara asks the kash, if you hold halach as pater, where do we find the case, why the Torah after you made karka from Meidah b'miksas, every karka is halach? So the gemara says one teretz that we're talking about, it was Meidah b'kelem and kafah b'karkais. Then the Gemara says another teretz. He by his same we're talking about that he was chafer in the karka by Rishich and Umaris. So it's not halach. So the chayin, that's mamish the Rambam. Not that you have my karka, but you damage my karka. You were chafer by Rishich and Umaris. And in that the Gemara says it's not halach, but there's still this abtur of karka. Even though the chayin, if it being chafer by Rishich and Umaris, you're not mechuyiv karka, you're mechuyiv money. So dash state vid Rambam. Unless that's gufa the Raivitz teretz, that's the Nirin Hadvarim, that there could be a case of chafa b'bayir sheikh and amaris where he wants to replace the bayir sheikh and amaris. So that's how the Raivitz learning the Gemara. He wants to replace the bayir sheikh and amaris, then the Raivitz maskim its karka. But the Raivitz argues when he's going to pay money. And the Gemara means he's going to replace the bayir sheikh and amaris. But the Rashba was very, very bothered by this kasha. The Rashba, like we said before, holds like the Raivitz. And the Chayyur is very bothered. Maybe he didn't hold of the Raivitz Vart that when you Tavay L'malis Bar Shich and Maris, he didn't hold it with such a mitzias of fixing the karka. So what's the pshat in the Gemara? So the Rashba says the karki was made is chafa b'bar Shich and Maris. But the karki was kafer, then he wasn't chafa b'bar Shich and Maris. So may Levite have a case where it's halach. I mean, where it's not halach, because what he was made was chafa b'bar Shich and Maris. But the karki was kaifi, he wasn't chavah by sheikh and amaris, so that's why it's called the kfir of karka. So bissel shrek, because then it's really carved to the first teretz, where he was ta'na kalim v'karkais, and he was haidu b'kalim v'kafah b'karkais. The teretz is, he wanted to say a case, even when he was ta'na karkais, but chavah by sheikh and amaris is not really karkais, but he was haidim with the chafer by Sheikh Amaris, and he was kafir with the karak shalom. That's what the Rashba says at Teretz. Now, Shigal Deichik was then similar to the first pshat in that Gemara. Now, the Ksai says in other Teretz, he learns it up in the Magad Mishnah. The Magad Mishnah is not so clear, but the Ksai says Masbid very stark. How this Gemara could stim like the Raven, like the Rashba, how the Gemara could stim the chafer by Bayer Sheikh Amaris, why is that considered karaka? He says he has a clear like this. Let's say somebody was on a karka for many years. And someone is today and he says, this was my karka. You were here for many years. You have to return to me the karka and all the payers you ate in the karka. And he brings the eid echad to bolster his claim it was his karka. He said, echad is not mechayev shvu in the karka. Clear the ksayis, what about the payers? Lamaisa, you ate payers for many years. So maybe that Echa can mechayev shvuah on the Paris, and then once he's mechayev shvuah on the Paris, of course, is a din gilgul shvuah, that once you're making a shvuah on the Paris, you can megalgul a shvuah even on the karka. So essentially, you'll be able to mechayev him a shvuah on the Paris and the karka. Oh no, do you say that since Be'ikiris Tvi is on the karka, the Paris are a result of the talad of Tvi of the karka. So since on the Tvi of the karka, you can't be mechayev shvuah, so you can't say, but I'm chayav v'shvuah on the payers. The payers is just a talad of the tvi on the karka, but mainly won't be chayav v'shvuah. So he brings kamerayas to this yisayid. That since be'ika, he's coming with one taina. This is my karka. That taina is negated to the payers also, but that also blames the tvi's karka. And this is true, even according to the Ravid. The Ravid's case is, I'm b'chol not being tvei you karka. I'm tvei you for being mazik. You are mazik my karka. You say you weren't mazik, and I say you were mazik. Mazik is a tvius moment. Mashenkin here, the tvius is the karka. This karka is mine. It's negay of the payers. Memela, bring the ksais rayas that l'chuli alma de pshat is that that's called the tvius karka. So mainly says it didn't be chalak. Let's say the Rambam's case is I say you were chayfa 2 mars, and you say no, I was only chayfa 1 mar. So we're not arguing whose karka is it. We're arguing if you're mazik my karka or not. The Rambam holds, I'm tevei a hezik for the karka, that's also karka. The Ravid and the Rashba, no, I'm tevei a mum, and that's not called karka. But let's say I say these 2 pieces of karka are mine. And you say one of them is yours and one of them is not. Now, Granda, you are chafa by your sheikh and amaris in the karka. So in the karka that you made it says, you're going to have to pay him for it. And the karka you were kaifer, so you're saying you don't have to pay. But the shmuz isn't if you were mazik or not. Everyone knows you were mazik. You're masking you were mazik. You were kaifer by a sheikh and a maris in these 2 karkais. He's claiming both of these 2 karkais are mine. And Mamela, you're going to have to pay me for the hezik. And you claim, no, only one of these are yours. The other one's mine. So Mamela have to pay the hezik dafka for this one, not for that one. But the ikar rate is, whose karka is it? But Tailodo come out of him chayev on the mazik of this karka. That the kuli almas be called karka. So that's why even the Rashba and the Raivan are going to be maskim that that's called the tviyas karka. So that's why it's not a raya to the Rambam. The Rambam says if I'm running you hezik for the karka, that's called karka. That the Raivan and the Rashba argue. But if the nidin is who does this karka belong to and granted the karka was genizikt, but the nidin isn't whether it was or not Genizik by me. The Nidin is who it belongs to. That everyone's masim is karka. As I touched the Ksais, the Magamishnah's Teres, the Gemal the Gevart. The Beis Halevi's Ma'ir that the Rashba didn't say this. So it could be the Rashba argues on the Iki Yisayin of the Ksais. And even in that case, since Zvina Zvi, I'm being Tevei of money, so it's not called karka. But the Ksais is introducing a story. He says in the Magad Mishnah that even if you're going to say when you're munning Hezek for karka, that's called mummin. That's when the nidin is there a hezek of the karka? It's not a hezek of the karka. So that's a shailin mamin. It's a shailin dmei hezek. Dmei hezek is mamin. It's not karka. But if the shailin, who does the karka belong to? That's a shailin of karka. That would be called enish man on tvius kshukarais, even though the karka now is genizik and the shailin is negayed to the tishlumi hezek of the karka. There's one more inyan in the machlokes Ram and Ravid, which there's a Reb Chaim on the inyan. And the Ravid asks one more kasha. And he asked the Ravid starts off that he agreed to the Rambam that the main nezek karka will be called karka when you mun him to fill up the bayrus, like we explained, but not when you start munning the mammon. And then the Ravid says, it's like the case with one of them time is you gave two chavolis, and the other one says you gave only one chavola. So what does the Ravid mean? The Mefarshim explained, the Ravid means to ask from the Gemara in the beginning of the seventh parak. There the Mishnah says about the Shvuas HaNeidel of Nechbal. If somebody was damaged by someone, we don't know that he was damaged by someone, but he looks like he was, the Gemara says different cases where he can make a Shvua and collect what he claims what the Chaval is, and Yehuda says only when there's a Da B'miksas. Like we know that there was a Chavala, and he says the Chavala was more, he says the Chavala was less, then you have the Shvuas HaNeidel. So it sounds like there's a Meidu B'miksas by Chavala also. So I bezai. In fact, the Ravid like this, Bemisin Avadim Hukish Lukakais. The Ravid seems told the Adam is also Hukish Lukakais. So when you've been Chayvel in the Adam, it's also be like Karka. So if you're going to say like the Rambam, that any time you're money to make Karka, that blibes Karka, so who and then when you're money to make Chavala, that you also blibe to make Karka. And yet the mission over there is Mashma. That there'd be a din of made the mixes by Chavala is a raya that since Lamaisi are money money, you're not money the damage, you're money the money, so male it's not considered karaka. It's not considered Adam, it's not considered Avadim, so then it won't be considered karaka. That's the kasha of the Ravid. So the Magen Mishnah says, Pashit, that the Rambam holds the Afghan ever to Sukkah Shakakai, it's not a Ben Chayin, it's actually a Machlaikis and Kedushin, Rashi and Kedushin, Nav Zayin, Machlaikis, Rashi and Taisis. If Stama Odom is Zukosh Lekakais, so even the Ben Chayrin, or Dafkan ever Zukosh Lekakais. So again, other things also. So if you know that the Rambam Sheet is, the Odom is not Hukosh Lekakais, so male, let's push it. Chavol is not called Karka because Odom is not Hukosh Lekakais. If the question was if you were Chayvel in an Evid, and you were Mazik the Evid of Adam, that would be called Karka. So the Ksais, Simon said the case of Kan Ches says that you don't have to say that the Rambam holds that Adam is not Hukish Lekakais Dafkan Evid, because you could say that that Mishnah over there is really talking about a Durabanan Dika thing. It's really talking about the Durabanan Dika thing of a Nishba Venetal. Rabbi Yehuda holds that for the Shvuah Durabanan of Nishba Venetal, you need Maidim Mixas. So who says you need an actual Maidim Mixas over there? So it's a Din Durabanan. The Ran over there, the Ksais point says, even Halach would be Chayev v'chay Gavna. You don't really need the actual Meidim Mixas. So it's not such a Raya b'chlal. There's no Mefurish Gemara that by Chavala, if someone tainas, you were Chayvel on me twice, and he says, and his Meidim was Chayvel once, there's no Mefurish Gemara that there's a Shvuah Meidim Mixas b'chay Gavna. But Zag the Ksais, I have a Mefurish Gemara. Because there's a Gemara earlier in Shvuah that Flamin Chesim is based. That says that by Karban Shvua, the case of Anastia Betisa is Biti, and he says, I didn't. So the Gemara says that by Knas, there's no din of Karban Shvua if you kaifa by Knas. If you make a Shvua that you don't owe Knas, there's no din Karban Shvua. Mashayin, if you make a Shvua you don't owe Mammon, there is a din of Karban Shvua. So the Gemara there brings the Machlaikis, Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan know there is a din of Karban Shvua because when he's being money him, the Baishas Upagam, he's being money him, the Mammon. And Mameli has a din of carbon shvua. Mefurish Gemara that there's a din carbon shvua on chavala. Now we know that karka is a muid from carbon shvua. Also, carbon shvua is only when you kaif and metaltam, not enough adam shtaris and karkais. So if you're going to say that hezek of a karka is called karka, so who then if you kaifer that you someone says you are mazik my karka and you say no, and you make a shvua, so you wouldn't be chayiv a carbon shvua, because just like you're not chayiv shvua on denying being mazik karka because he's considering that karka, so who would then you won't be chayev a carbon shvua on making a shvua for the kfir of karkais because carbon shvua is also a made karka, and there's often a gemara that for carbon shvua there is a carbon shvua by an astor betisa's biti when you're money the basis of begam for chavala. So aktiksais, you're mainly going to have to say in the Rambam that adam is not hukish lekarkais, dafkan evis hukish karkais. That's the aktiksais. But I don't understand. Why did the Ravid not ask the Kasha from there? The Ravid asked the Kasha from Chavalta Vishmei V'omel Chavalta L'achas, which is not such a starker Kasha like the Ksais points out, because there it doesn't say there's a Shvuah Derais, it's only a Shvuah Derabanan, so maybe you don't need a real Meidu Mixas there. Why didn't the Ravid ask a Kasha from the Mefurish Gemara that Flamed Chesed by Karban Shvuah, it's Mefurish, that a Nasta Betis is Biti, if he's money Baishas of Begam, there's a Din Karban Shvuah, so you see, it's not Karka. There's a chilik between what's considered karka legabe karban shvua and what's considered karka legabe min chayev shvua. Because legabe min chayev shvua, the question is, what am I being teveya? What am I moaning from you? The Rambam holds that since I'm moaning from you because you are mazik my karka, so basically I'm being moaning from you karka. You're going to have to pay me money. Fine, but the money is a replacement for the karka. We go bust in the side of the tvia, the side of the tvia of karka, blimes karka in the shban al karkois. Mashenke karban shmua, the issue is not what you're moaning from me. The issue is what I'm being kaifer, what I'm holding back from you. Not what you're claiming from me, what I'm holding back from you. I'm holding back mammon. I'm not paying you karka. I have to pay you mammon. What's the difference why I have to pay you the mammon? Lamaisa, what I'm holding back from you is mammon. The carbon shvua is the carbon shvua on the mammon. He says, legame chiyev shvua, the question is, what am I being teveya? If I'm being teveya karka, that can't bring you to a shvua. It's not a shaila what the chalois maisa shvua is on. What exactly I'm swearing on. That's not the question. The question is, what's the tviya? Zok the Rambam, about them being tevei you for being mazik my karka, the tviya heis that tviya is karka. Mashenkin by the shaila by karban shvua is not the shaila what the tviya was, what the essence. The shaila is what it was the shvua on. What was the meisah? What was the chalei shvua? The shvua was what? That I don't owe you money. The shvua depends on the meisah, the teshlum, and teshlum is metalpum, and memela yavad you'd have a karban shvua. So Mela, Zakhtar B'chayim, and Mela, you don't have to say like the Magid Mishnah. You could say the Rama Molza Adam is Karka. The case of the Mishnah of Meidu B'mikses, and you said Chavalti B'shnaim, Vomel Chavalti L'achas, that will say like the Ksais. That's a Shua D'Rabbanan. But Shua D'Rabbanan you'll have even by Karka. You don't really need a Meidu B'mikses over there. The Gemara, the Ksais brought about Karban Shua. Karban Shua Zich is considered the Talton. Karban Shua is a Shal. What was the Shua? The Shua was a Kfir of the payment. Now, Shane came like, I'm in a chiev shvua, that's totally the tviya. The tviya was a tviya skarka, that's why it can't be mechayev a shvua. Now, Zakhtar b'chayim, it's still going to be shver, because the Rambam's mefurish in Perek Beis, of Hilchas Nara Besul, Alacha Yud Gimel, that let's say there's a tainu tviya like this. The woman tells the man, you are ma'anis me, and the man tells her back, no, I was mefat to you. Now, Einis pays Beishas, Begam, and Sar. Mefata, you pay Baishas and Begam, but you don't pay Tsar. So Kumdes, the woman says, you are ma'anis me, so you owe me Baishas, Begam, and Tsar. And the man says, I was not ma'anis you, I was mefata you, so I only owe you Baishas and Begam. So Zakhtar Rambam, it's a made of a mixas. He pays the Baishas and Begam, and he makes a shmua on the Tsar. Oh, so here you see Mefurish in the Rambam, it's not a Mefurish in Gemara, but it's a Mefurish in Rambam, that when we're discussing Niske Adam, the Rambam says there is a chiv made of a mixas. Why? By Niske Karka, the Rambam says there's no chiv made of a mixas. So if I think you're going to have to say like the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam holds an Adam is on hookish like our kais. Zogdi B'chaim, no. B'chaim says you can make a chile between Nezek of a chayfetz and a Nezek of an Adam. A Nezek of a chayfetz, the decided chiv is you have to replace the chayfetz. You caused me a financial loss. You have to replace what you damaged from me. You have to replace my mammon. Now, shaking chavola v'guf, the Rambam brings kamarayas that the yisoid isn't the financial loss. Even when there is no financial loss, is a din of nezek he brings. It's a naya din atayra. See, b'emesin you can learn. Reb Chaim doesn't say this exactly, but you can learn pshat in Reb Chaim that b'emesin a person ain't dom leben chayim. A person doesn't own himself. It's not a property. So the chiyuv wife, when you chayvel b'chaveray, and you cause a hezek, and you mechuyev to pay him ke'eved and nimka b'shuk, he's not an eved and nimka b'shuk, that's the din ha'tayra. Ayin tachas ayin, that's the din ha'tayra, you pay the d'mei nezek. But the yisayin ha'dover isn't replacing the item that was damaged, replacing the person that was damaged, that's not the yisayin, it's tam din mamon. So the reason why when you mazik karka, it blames the chiv on karka is because the yisoid is amoning you the karka that you were mazik. You have to replace the karka. How do you replace the karka? By paying for it. That's called the tviyas karka. Mashenki by chavolos, I'm not asking you to replace my guf, that's not the vart. Stam, there is a chiv moment of chavolos. It happens to be the amount that would kaved and nimka b'shuk, what it's worth. It's called nezek. But the site isn't because of the loss of money. The site is the chaval alein is mechayev that. So mail is zekter b'chayim. Even if you can say that a adam is hokish lekarkais, and even if you can say that a mazik karka blames a tvias karka, that's because a mazik of a chayf, it's a mazik of a mammon, blames a tvias of that mammon. A mazik of the karka blames a tvias of the karka. Mashenki chavolos, that's not a tvias of the karka. I'm not mumming that you have to replace my arm, and the way to replace the arm is by paying the money that I'm devalued for losing the arm. That's not the vart. It's a teshlumen. So everyone's masking b'chay gavna that it's a tvias mammon. That's a shtickle from Reb Chaim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.